It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Zayn Malik has revealed that he is no longer a practicing Muslim, which caused backlash from fans. The singer said, "I don't believe you need to eat a certain meat that's been prayed over a certain way, and I don't believe that you need to read a prayer in a certain language 5 times a day. I don't believe any of it. I just believe that if you're a good person, everything is going to go right for you." Zayn was one of the highest profile Muslims in the entertainment world, but speaking to British Vogue, he said that he wouldn't consider himself a Muslim anymore and that he simply had a spiritual belief of a God. One fan tweeted, "I really liked you when you were a proud to be Muslim, but because you changed, now some people's ideas about Islam might change. You're denying being religious. You're not believing in it. That breaks my heart. Even if you don't think that you're a good Muslim, I hope that you rethink that, you know, rethink your decision."
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You got to do your own thing. And I don't think you should follow a celebrity just because of who they believe, you know, if they believe in something or not. But I guess if you look up to them that way, that could be tough to handle.
Stephen Baldwin, that's Haley Baldwin's dad, has a mistress, and she's confirming their 2-year affair. He's married, by the way, an uber Christian, speaking of religion. They apparently had a list of 15 sexual fantasies together and fulfilled them all. She's a professional masseuse. Her name is Ruth Perez Anselmi. She says that she fell in love with him during his regular visits to her hometown of LA for work.
"No, sir. I don't care. Just remove your clothes and go to the massage table." So I was thinking, well, who is this person? He's thinking he's God.
She said that Stephen Baldwin was so desperate to keep their affair a secret, he disguised himself, sometimes pretending to be homeless in order to sneak into her apartment undetected. Anselmi revealed that they made a list of those 15 fantasies that included role play, using battery-operated boyfriends, menage a trois, all kinds of stuff. He even asked her to dress in male clothes during one encounter. Baldwin denied the affair, even though he was busted going up to her apartment after midnight. So that's tough.
I'm here for Uber Eats.
Yeah, exactly.
When you get the Taco Bell, what you get?
Ariana Grande, who always wore a long, high ponytail, posted a photograph on Instagram of herself with shorter hair. The caption of the post was about her eyebrows. It wasn't even about her new short hair. She, like, ignored it. But fans, of course, were paying closer attention to her dramatic new hairdo than to her eyebrows. And they love it. Ariana has yet to comment on the new do, but that is, like, huge because her ponytail is her signature look.
What do you think about it? You've seen the photo. I think it looks amazing. I like
her
ponytail
great.
Look too, but I love it.
It looks great, but it could be a wig or something. I mean, maybe she didn't cut her hair. She says that her hair is damaged and that's why she keeps wearing it up. But as a girl, I also know if you keep wearing your hair up, you're only going to make your hair more damaged. So her line of thinking in that never made sense to me. And this is really cute. Michelle Obama revealed that first families in the White House have to buy their own groceries. I didn't know that. She says that it can become very expensive.
They let you get whatever you want. Like if you say you want some exotic fruit, yes, ma'am, we'll get that right away. And then you get the bill for a peach. And it's like, that was a $500 peach. You know, I would tell Barack, do not express pleasure for anything unless I know how much it costs.
Wow.
Dang, that's a lot of money.
That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next, we have got your chance to win Backstreet Boy tickets for the DNA World Tour 2019. It's coming to town. Give us about 7 minutes, and we'll give you a chance to win on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.